Brad Treliving is the general manager of the Calgary Flames. He joins us now. Brad, thanks so much for stopping by today. Big game tonight, Toronto Maple Leafs in town. So that's always a circus, as you well know. And we all understand it's been a challenging time for the Calgary Flames. And not that winning fixes everything, Brad, as you well know, but sometimes it does make it better. Can you explain in the GM's words, what's up with this winning streak that's put smiles on everyone's face in Calgary?
Well, I think we're playing a lot closer to the team that we expected to be and play like. And certainly Jeff's done a really good job coming in here. I think there was a lot of signs of us sort of pointing north prior to going through the situation we went through with Bill a few weeks ago. So, you know, I thought we were starting to stabilize a little bit. And, you know, a lot of the things that we're seeing over the last six, seven games were coming into play, you know, prior to this going on this little bit of a streak here. But certainly, as you guys know, when you're able to have a little bit of success and string some wins together, the mood feels better. Everybody feels a little bit lighter on their feet, and you get a little bit of wind in your sails. So certainly, it's a fun group to be around right now. Everybody's in a good mood, and now it's our job to try to keep this thing going.
We talked earlier today with Brian Gionta, who, you know, been a captain in the NHL for many years. And one of the things I'm interested in is you guys went through a difficult transition there for a lot of your players, is how much you relied on your leadership group there, what part they would have had in the transition. And also just the question of who do you consider your leadership group outside of the guys who wear the letters there?
Yeah, it's a good question. The answer would be yes, we did rely on not just our captain and Mark Giordano, who I, you know, and Jeff and I both talk with a lot, and I think is one of the best captains in the game, and his ability to, you know, sort of take that message to the group. But with the situation that we were dealing with, I felt it was imperative that we communicated regularly to the players and kept them up to speed exactly whatever I knew they were going to know. I told them I promised them whenever I knew something, they would know something immediately, because it's a bit of a chaotic time as a player. All this stuff's going on around you, and you know, at the end of the day, we're telling them their job is to play, but you know, there was lots of chaos. So I met with the team. You know, they're probably sick of it by the end of it, but, you know, a couple times a day just to kind of keep them informed as things moved along. And I think communication was vital at, you know, going through a situation like that. And our group's probably brought about 8 guys in it, and our leadership group, I think 8 or 9 that we, you know, everything from, you know, how we going through our schedule and travel and, you know, those types of things. We believe that you know, give them a little bit of ownership in how we want things to operate. I wouldn't call it a pure democracy. Somebody's got to make a decision at the end of the day. But I think if you can entrust your players and empower your players to have a voice, I think it's, you know, it makes the accountability factor even greater when they've got some skin in the game in terms of how we do things. So we relied on them a lot, and I specifically relied on them a lot over the last couple weeks.
Some players in your bottom six have found success on the score sheet the last couple games, mainly Milan Lucic, Zach Rinaldo, and Michael Frolik. What have you noticed in their game since Jeff Ward's come on board?
You know, I think it's a little bit of, again, I think a couple of those guys you mentioned, and you know, I put Mark Jankowski into that group as well. That there was you could see the arrows pointing north here. Even like you said, even before the coaching change, they were starting to get a little bit more confidence. But as you know, Anthony, you know, anytime there's a coaching change, and ours is under, you know, some unique circumstances, it can serve as a reset for certain guys. And I think with Jeff's come in and really defined roles for guys in lower end of the lineup, and really given them some responsibility and, you know, some ownership. Our group is a group that we can't just rely. And I don't think anybody can just rely on one or two players. We need everybody to be successful. And we're, We're a good team, as many are, when you get depth scoring throughout your lineup and you have everybody contributing. So I think there's a little bit of a reset for some of those guys. There's a little bit definition in terms of their roles and responsibilities, maybe a little bit, you know, of the ability to turn the page and start with a clean slate. And those guys in our third and fourth lines have really been carrying a heavy load here, especially in the last few games.
Brad Treliving, general manager of the Calgary Flames, joins us. Flames and Maple Leafs a little bit later on this evening in Calgary. You mentioned Mark Jankowski a couple seconds ago, and I'm always curious to look at how benches react when players get on the game sheet, get on the scoring side of things. And going into that game the other night, Jankowski hadn't been on the ice for a single goal, which is a weird statistics for Jankowski. And then he gets on the game sheet, and your bench, Brad, just erupts in support of Jankowski. How tightly knit is this Calgary Flames squad right now?
Well, I think it's, you know, well, that's one thing. Even going back the last couple of years, it's I evaluate it a little bit from afar. I'm close to it, but I'm not part of the group. It's a group that I feel has a lot of, there's a lot of connection. They're very close. The players tell me, it's the closest team they've ever been on. They hang out as a group. They do things together. And then I think when you go through some adversity and when you go through some of the challenges that we've gone through here the last little bit, not only just, the situation with Bill, but we go back a few weeks and, a real scary situation with TJ Brody on the ice. It really bonds the group. And, you mentioned that about Mark, and I noticed that as well. I noticed it when Luch finally scored his first goal going back a little while ago. And you can see that they really pull for one another. And if a guy's having a tough go, they're very aware of what's going on. They're very aware of where certain players are, if they're going through some troubles, or if they even off the ice, if there's things that are bothering somebody, it's a caring group. TJ mentioned the TJ Brody incident. He goes down, and I went over to the hospital with TJ, and by the time I got out of the room, there's 25 guys sitting in the waiting room here. So those things I think are important, and they're certainly important when you go through some challenging times. And I think it is a close group, it's fun to see them react when guys have some success or guys have been fighting it for a little bit, and that was certainly the case here for Mark.
Brad, what interests me about what you're saying is, the team finding some ownership and being given some ownership during that transition, the team being bonded, going through some tough times, with TJ Brody's situation there. I wonder if that's something that you won't take away going forward as a GM in wanting to see your teams and players be more empowered and have more a part of that ownership of the team. Do you believe that that's something that you're seeing here that could be effective for other teams if the players and leadership group are more involved like that?
Yeah, I don't think anything we're talking about here is new or earth-shattering or groundbreaking. I think that, I think teams, we've done that in the past. And it's just, again, as your team gets a little bit more mature, and we've had this group's been together, the core of this group's been together for a long time now, and that's sort of the challenge that we say. It's no different than your kids. That, sometimes it's better to set up a plan where they're part of it versus just dictating, and you've got a little bit more ownership in it. And that's certainly, I know, Jeff's style. That's his communication. He's very communicative to the players. He wants their input. But also they understand that this isn't, he's the final decision maker in terms of when they make decisions, but he wants to discuss the whys of it and get input and get their thoughts. And I think anybody, I don't care if it's a team or any walk of life or any business, when you feel like you've got a little skin in the game or your voice matters and that you're respected in terms of your opinion, certainly, buy-in sometimes happens a little bit more smoothly.
Dylan Dubé's had some success in his 11 games this year. Did you know he's going to be this good when you drafted him second round in 2016?
Knew he was a skilled guy. He came to our first development camp. I had a chance to see him. Obviously, the scouts, I love it when they always talk about the GM making the pick, and it's the scouts. The GM usually doesn't even know who these guys are a lot of times, but I'd seen them. I tried to be somewhat coherent here in the early rounds of the draft and see these guys, and was always impressed with Dylan. Came to our first development camp, and you could see the thing that jumped out with you with Dylan is his speed. Like, it's elite in terms of his ability to not only his high-end speed, but he gets there quick. He gets up to that speed quick. But what he really took a step, I think, this summer. I think he came in, had a terrific, a year ago, had a terrific training camp, made the team, was deserving to make the team. But like a lot of guys, you know, he was wide-eyed and the league, you know, the league kind of, when you're not ready for the league can eat you up a little bit. And he was in survival mode last year, trying to survive through the league. Now he looks like he belongs. He went down, spent, you know, a good chunk of time last year in the American League. I know he was disappointed when he didn't make the team out of training camp this year, but he went down with the exact attitude you want people to go down with, to continue to work at his craft and really have been a dominant player over the course of the last year in the American League. And now, you know, he's out of survival mode and he's into help you win mode. And he's been terrific in the time that he's been up here. He's gotten some chemistry with Doc and Luch, and that's been an important line for us. So, you know, we're going to be starting to get healthy. We've been banged up here for a good chunk of time, and we're starting to get healthy here. So it's going to make for some, you know, difficult decisions. But Dylan's really, really solidified a spot, you know, in the lineup by his play.
Brad, I want to finish up by asking you a question about Jeff Ward, who already early return 6-0. He's done a marvelous job. Always fun watching him. And we saw this early with the Lions in a blender and follow. You know, where's Johnny Hockey going to end up? Here he is with Ryan and Lucic, and then he's playing with Backlund and back with Monahan again. He's done a remarkable job with your squad, and that story is well told. What does the general manager need to see from Jeff Ward in order to entertain the idea of taking off the interim tag, or is that still far too premature?
Yeah, we, like I said, the last few weeks was chaos. What Jeff and I talked about was trying to just to stabilize. And that was, you know, the word we're trying to use with the players right now is get through. We've had some tumultuous times that we talked about with, you know, not only Bill's situation with TJ, some of the other things, some injuries that have gone on here. So right now it's just to get in, stabilize things, get through the turbulence that we've gone through and, you know, let's get our team back playing to the level that we think we're capable of. And right now that's taking place. Now, real small sample size for all of us here, in terms of how the last little bit, but, you know, really encouraging signs of how the team's playing, And like I said, the credit I put to that is to Jeff and the players. They've done a terrific job, and we'll continue to watch and monitor it. But right now our plan is just to kind of make sure that we're stabilized, keep pushing forward. Sounds very cliche-ish, but we're trying to pick away at this thing one game at a time. Got a big test here tonight, and we'll just focus at things one day at a time. And if you do that well enough, then there's lots of time to worry about those other things. So we're a ways away from really getting too far down the road there.
We understand the cliches perfectly, trust me. And the plane is back in the air for the Calgary Flames. Good luck tonight, Brad, and good luck the rest of the way. Thanks for stopping by today.
Thanks, guys.